Keith Richards with, as promised, a more raucous reading of Run Rudolph Run than we heard in the opening set from the brand new album by Norah Jones. Everybody's got their own approach. Of course, that's totally in keeping, I believe, with Keith's. Right before that, we heard The Eels with Christmas is Going to the Dogs. Brian Setzer Orchestra with Rockabilly Rudolph. Joe Diffie with Leroy the Redneck Reindeer. And at the top of that set was Otis Gibbs with Lloyd the Reindeer. So again, this is the Talking Animals annual Christmas Animal Song Special. Again, been doing it 8, 9, possibly as many as 10, but I think closer to 8 or 9 years. And again, we just do Christmas or holiday-related animal songs for the hour. It's a little bit of a nice reprieve from our normal programming, and it makes sense, obviously, this time of year. Reminder, if you just joined us, that next week I will not be here, but Bev Capshaw, the good news is, will be here in my place, and she has an interview lined up with Scott Trebatowski, the director of Hillsborough County's Pet Resource Center, talking all about animals and adoption and fostering and all the issues that go with that, especially some that are more pertinent this time of the year. So be sure to tune in for that next Wednesday. Talking Animals on WNF at 11 a.m. with Bev Capshaw. And then I plan to be back on the 29th. Also coming up more immediately, we'll be doing the traditional reading of what I've called the Dorothy Strauss Christmas Message. And just a brief explanation at the moment about that is my mom was a huge Christmas person. House was always decorated. It's super festive. And one of the kind of centerpieces of that was this wall hanging with this message that went up. And in that day, it was anonymous. There was no author attached to it. I've later learned that it was a man named Howard Hunter who wrote it. But it was a Christmas-related thing, but it was kind of really words to live by the whole year. So and certainly words and ideas that my mom lived by. So we'll get into that probably in the next set. But right now, we've got what's become a favorite of this kind of show over the years. It's Vinnie Bonavici and his Italian-American band with Dominic the Italian Christmas Donkey on WNF on Talking Animals.
Hey, jiggity-jig, it's Dominic the Donkey. Jiggity-jig, the Italian Christmas Donkey. La, 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 la. Santa's got a little friend, his name is Dominic. The cutest little donkey, you'll never see him kick. When Santa visits his paisans with Dominic, he'll be. Because the reindeer cannot climb the hills of Italy. Hey, jiggity jig, it's Dominic the donkey. Jiggity jig, the Italian Christmas donkey. La, 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 la. Jingle bells are on his feet and presents on the sled. Hey, look at a latest derby on top of Dominic's head. A pair of shoes for Louis and a dress for Josephine. The label on the inside says he's made in a Brooklyn. Hey, jiggity jig, it's Dominic the donkey. Jiggity jig, the Italian Christmas donkey. La, la, la. La 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 la. Children sing and clap their hands and Dominic starts to dance. They talk Italian to him and he even understands. Cumanas and cumparas, they dance a tarantella. When Santa Nicola comes to town and brings a giugiaro. Hey, Dominic, buon Natale!
drinking too much eggnog. And we beg her not to go. She forgot her medication and she stumbled out the door into the snow. When they found her Christmas morning at the scene of the attack, she had hoof prints on her forehead and incriminating claws upon her back. Grandma got run over by a reindeer walking home from my house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as only me and my grandma believe. Now we're all so proud of Grandpa. Taking it so well. See him in there watching football, playing cards and drinking beer with Cousin Bell. It's not Christmas without Grandma. All the family's dressed in black. We just can't help but wonder, should we open up her gifts or give them back? The goose is on the table and the pudding made of fig and a blue and silver candle. This all would have matched her hair and grandma's wig. I warned all my friends and neighbors, better watch out for yourselves. They should never give a license, no, no, to a man drives a sleigh and plays with the elves. Grandma got run over by a reindeer walking home on my house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa, but up for me and Grandpa we believe. Grandma got run over by a reindeer walking home.
Christmas crocodile. 1, 2, 3, 4.
It's the Christmas crocodile. He carries presents in his jaws. Down by the equator with his buddy Jerry Gator, he helps old Santa Claus. It's the Christmas crocodile. He'll leave presents by your feet. But don't you worry, 'cause he's in a big hurry and he don't have time to eat. It's the Christmas crocodile. He swims with presents on his back. Where there ain't no snow and Santa's sled can't go, he delivers from Santa's sack. It's the Christmas crocodile. It says pinch. Don't want to be a Grinch. He came from Africa all the way to America. And though we don't talk like him, we're gonna let him in. 'Cause we're all immigrants, and that's what makes us great. Santa is one too, and those presents just can't wait. It's the Christmas crocodile. He tosses toys with his tail. He'll throw them on your deck, then continue on his trek down the Lake Okeechobee Trail. It's the Christmas crocodile. He's gonna bring me a violin. But he won't eat the sheep while baby Jesus sleeps, 'cause that would be a sin.
Christmas crocodile. He carries presents in his jaws. Down by the equator with his buddy Jerry Gator, he helps old Santa Claus. It's the Christmas crocodile. See that big toothy grin. When his job is done, he'll relax in the sun until Christmas comes again. When his job is done, he'll relax in the sun until Christmas comes again.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer had a very shiny nose, and if you ever saw it, you would even say it glows. All of the other reindeer used to laugh and call him names. They never let poor Rudolph join in any reindeer games. Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say, Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight? Then how the reindeer loved him as they shouted out with glee. Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer, you'll go down in history. Nose down, Rudy. Hang your nose and cry. You know Dasher and Prancer and Vixen, but what do you know about Rudolph and his nose? Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer had a very shiny nose, and if you ever saw it, you wouldn't even say it glows. Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say, Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight? Then how the reindeer loved him as they shouted out with glee.
Ella Fitzgerald. Can't do some sort of nod to Dorothy Strauss and not play Ella Fitzgerald in the same show. That was Ella's, of course, version of Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. We also heard the Big Cheese Band with the Christmas Crocodile, Mitch Ryder, Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer, and Vinnie Bonavici and his Italian-American band with Dominic the Italian Christmas Donkey. And as I noted, that's become sort of a popular one over the years. Sometimes, including I think today, requested either just before or simultaneous with my playing it. So that's Dominic's story. So anyway, it is time now to hear the Dorothy Strauss Christmas message. If you just joined us, I mentioned earlier that my mom was a huge Christmas person, decorated the house, always super festive. But the centerpiece in some ways of the decorations was this big wall hanging that she put up for Christmas, featuring this Christmas message that, like I say, was presented anonymously then in terms of the wall hanging, but later learned the author is Howard Hunter, Howard W. Hunter. So we're going to read the so-called Dorothy Strauss Christmas message at this moment. This Christmas, mend a quarrel, seek out a forgotten friend, dismiss suspicion and replace it with trust. Write a love letter, share some treasure, give a soft answer, encourage youth. Manifest your loyalty in word and deed. Keep a promise. Find the time. Forgo a grudge. Forgive an enemy. Listen. Apologize if you were wrong. Try to understand. Flout envy. Examine your demands on others. Think first of someone else. Appreciate. Be kind. Be gentle. Laugh a little. Laugh a little more. Deserve confidence. Take up arms against malice. Decry complacency. Express your gratitude. Go to church. Welcome a stranger. Gladden the heart of a child. Take pleasure in the beauty and wonder of the earth. Speak your love. Speak it again. Speak it yet once again.
Where the air is cold, there's a tale about Christmas that you've all been told. A really famous cat is all dressed up in red, and he spends his whole year working out in his sled. It's the little Saint Nick. But she walk it to bargain with a four-speed stinger. It's candy apple red, it's got the ski for a wheel. And when Santa hits the gas, you can watch him peel. It's the little Saint Nick. It's the little Saint Nick.
Rasta reindeer. Rasta reindeer. Rasta reindeer. Rasta reindeer.
Snow at the frightening speed,
with a half a dozen beer and a moody to leave.
He got to wear his goggles, cause the snow really flies,
and he's cruising head for head with a little surprise.
It's the little Saint Nick.
Little Saint Nick.
It's the little Saint Nick.
Little Saint Nick. Rest a reindeer. Rest a reindeer. Rest a reindeer.
Sheriff.
Jinga, raka, jinga, raka, jinga, raka. Jinga, raka, jinga, raka, jinga, raka. Jinga, raka, jinga, raka, jinga, raka.
Hey, Santa. Santa, jolly old Santa man. Jolly old Santa man, come over here, jolly old Santa. Look what I have for you. It's a whole plate of brownies.
Jinga, raka, jinga, raka, jinga, raka. Jinga, raka, jinga, raka, jinga, raka.
This is cake 17.
Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer had a very shiny nose, and if you ever saw it, you would even say it glows. All of the other reindeer red-nosed reindeer was feeling a little lonely. As the red-nosed reindeer, he was the one and only. He'd seen some green-nosed reindeer and blue-nosed reindeer too. But how to find another red-nosed reindeer, Rudolph had no clue. He'd scouted the Canadian Rockies, 1,000 miles inland. He'd been all through Mongolia, searched Denmark, Norway, and Finland. Found one in Alaska whose nose was tangerine. But no place could another red-nosed reindeer be seen. Oh, Rudolph, what you gonna do? Oh, Rudolph, the red-nosed reindeer was blue. One night he landed in a forest in a blinding snowstorm. No way could you see a thing out there and forget about keeping warm. Rudolph saw a tiny light bobbing up ahead. Maybe he was seeing things, but he swore that light was red. Slowly Rudolph made his way towards that faint red light. And when he reached the clearing, he could not believe the sight. A gorgeous lady reindeer with a red nose like a queen. A tinkly voice said, hi there, my name's Rudolphina. That's how our friend Rudolph found his own true love. If you're lucky, you can see them flying up above. Leading Santa's sleigh this year at Christmas, see them fly. Two magical red noses up in that December sky. Cross China and Australia and the frigid old Ukraine. Cross Africa, Slovenia, Portugal and Spain. Yeah, Rudolph and Rudolphina, like a pair of bright red roses. They'd Santa sleigh in New York with those beautiful red noses. Oh, Rudolph, you found what you were looking for. Now Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer isn't blue no
That was Old 97s with Rudolph Was Blue. We also heard the Fab Four with Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. The Bobs gave us Rasta Reindeer. And we heard the so-called Dorothy Strauss Christmas Message again, a thing actually written by Mr. Howard W. Hunter, but always important to our family and to us, and hopefully has become important to Talking Animals. So that's going to do it for this edition of Talking Animals. Again, next week, Bev Capshaw will be here in my absence. I want to wish you and yours happy holidays. I'll see you 2 weeks from today. And Scott Elliott, of course, is up next with more great music of all different kinds. And that'll be after the NPR News headlines. So thanks for listening. Got some nice messages. I appreciate that. And we'll be back to regular programming, not only next week with Bev, but, of course, when I return on the 29th. So, best wishes, happy holidays. Talking Animals on WMNF Tampa. Stay tuned. Thanks.